Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faithfulness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many know the Lord is very big on stewardship? And this passage goes into talking about on faithfulness. And what you receive tomorrow is being determined right now by what you're doing with what you have right now. I know some years ago I was in healing school at Brother Kenneth Hagin's ministry, and I had been doing that for some time and was very young in the Lord and in the Word, and I just felt sometimes the need of the people and felt like I was inadequate. I mean, he was ministering just prior to this, and now I'm in there. And I'm thinking, Lord, these people don't need a novice trying to learn how on them. They need somebody that, I mean, this is life and death. They've been given up to die. And so I remember one day I'm in the speaker's room and my nose is in the carpet. And I'm going, God, you know, I'm asking for more anointing. More anointing, for because I saw it was the anointing that destroys the yoke. Amen, it's not me. It's going to be the anointing. Yes. So I saw that. Well, Lord, more anointing. More anointing. Lord, more anointing. And I mean, I probably said it 500 times. You know, I'm laying on the floor there, praying and hollering about anointing. More anointing. More anointing. And I finally got quiet, and the Lord said to me, faithfulness. Faithfulness. I thought, yeah, Lord, I'm sure that's good. Faithfulness. But what I need right now is anointing. And soon I'll do a study on that, and I know that's good. But what I could really use right now is a big double portion of anointing. And I'm hollering about that again. And of course, how many understand? He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when I finally wound down, you know what he said to me again? Faithfulness. Now, you know, maybe you're quicker than I am. But sometimes the Lord's answering your question and you don't see it. Because, you know, you praying about something and you think that this is in a different area and they are unrelated, and really he's giving you the answer to it, because it'll get, if you take the step towards it, it'll get you there. How many understand on the interstate system, sometimes you got to go north before you can go south? You're thinking, well, but I don't want to go north. I'm trying to go south. Yeah, but that ramp, you got to go north to get on it, right? And so the Lord, you know, he will show you how to get on it and how to get in the right place. And faithfulness, he kept talking to me. So finally I realized he's given me my answer, but I don't understand what he's saying. So I'm just laying there being quiet. I said, Lord, help me with this. I don't know what you're saying. Faithfulness, help me. And he began to speak to my heart. Now, I don't mean I'm hearing an audible voice, but inside me. How many know the Holy Spirit is inside us? And he can illuminate our mind and show us things. Speak to our hearts. The Bible said the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we're the children of God. Well, if he can let you know you are born again and you're a child of God, he could let you know something else. Right? He can communicate with you. And so I'm laying there waiting on him. And he said these, I wrote them down. I mean, they're etched in my mind. He said these things to my heart. He said, son, everyone receives an anointing when they're filled with my spirit. Everybody say that out loud. Everyone receives an anointing when they're filled with the spirit. Everyone. How many? Not just preachers. Everyone. Now let's go back to the Bible. He said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Well, isn't that an anointing? Power. He said, everyone receives an anointing when they're filled with my spirit. Then he said this to me. He said, many have done nothing with that anointing. Why would they need more? Yeah. Now think about that phrase. Many have done what? Nothing with that anointing. Why would they need more? This guy did nothing with that one. Why would he need two? Why would he need five? See, this principle, and we're talking about faithfulness, now we haven't digressed, but this principle goes through every part of life. If you won't obey God with $20, why do you need $2 million? You'd just be in greater disobedience. If you won't obey God with the revelation you have, what do you need more revelation for? If you don't obey God with the anointing you have, what do you need more for? So you can sit in front of the TV? What do you need a double portion of anointing for? So you can sit in front of the TV and go, whoo, whoo, glory, I got the power. Whoo, I got the power. For what? Laying in the bed? Riding up down the road? For what? The anointing is for removing burdens. Yes. Destroying yokes, right? You know who, you know, what people see results in healing from the laying on of hands? People that actually lay hands on folks. Not the people who read about it and study about it for years. And got all kind of ideas and theories about it. You got to get up, actually put your hand on somebody and believe God. These are the people that get results. Not the theorists. Not the philosophers. Who gets used of God? The people that show up. The people that are available. The people that get involved. The Lord spoke to my heart. He said, many have done nothing with that anointing. Why would they need more? Then he went on to speak to my heart. He said, son, you feel like you have such small amount compared to some other people. Of course, my father in the faith was Kenneth Hagin, who had been ministering right before me there. And he had 50 years on me in the ministry at that time. He's had multiple visions of the head of the church. That he appeared to him and put his finger in the palm of his hand and said, I've given you a special anointing. And they had him last week and they got me this week. And nobody knows who I am, and I don't have to know who I am. And I'm laying there, and he said to me, he said, you feel like, you know, you don't have much. He said, be faithful with what you have, and I'll increase it. Oh, come on now, help me out. Be faithful with what you have, and I'll increase it. Somebody say faithful.
Faithful.
So you got people that are dissatisfied. They feel like there's more. They know there's more. But all they know how to do is be dissatisfied. And I want more. And beg and ask for more. And of course, I was doing some of that. I'm laying in the floor saying, I need more anointing. I need more anointing. And what I want the Lord to do is just drop it on me. Boom. But that's not His way. And see, that's what a lot of people are looking for. They'll go from meeting to meeting and preacher to preacher. Lay your hands on me and give me that. Lay your hands on me. It's not how it works. In fact, this was a phrase of Brother Hagin's. A lot of people are laying empty hands on empty heads. And nothing is happening. They're going through the motion, but nothing is happening. But what is the Lord's way? Come on, help me now with this. What is the Lord's way to increase? Faithful with what?
We have.
What you know, what you have, your opportunity, what is available to you. When? 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 Right now, today. This day, today. Right here, right now. What you do with what you have right now determines if you get more and how much more you get tomorrow. Oh, can you see this? Well, two of these guys were faithful. They used what they had. And what happened when they used it? They increased. In fact, they doubled, didn't they? Doubled. Glory to God. Somebody say double. Double. Keep reading. After verse 19, after a long time, the Lord of those servants comes and reckons with them. He that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents. He said, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Behold, I've gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said to him, well done, you good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Now, why did he make him ruler over many things? See, we've got, I don't know the numbers of people, waiting for something big, looking for something big that they're going to do. They want something big, they want to get involved, but there's something little in front of them. But it's beneath them. It's not worthy of their great talents and abilities. It's not their call. But you got to rejoice over what's in your hand, over the opportunity you've got today. And you got to realize my future depends on what I do right now. And if I'm doing nothing with what I have, what have I got to look forward to? Not only will you not increase, but you stand to lose what you have. That's what happened to this guy, isn't it? Doing nothing is a bad decision. Keep reading. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents. He said, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said to him, well done, you good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Behold, I've gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of your Lord. Exactly what he told the guy that had 10. Why? Well, in order to be fair, he'd have to say the exact same thing to this guy because he's the one that gave him 2 instead of 5. And so the man had the same success as the man that had 10. Didn't he? Because he doubled what he had. Even though numerically it was smaller, faithfulness-wise, it was the same. And that's what God is going to reward us by our heart, and by our faithfulness.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Always the Same, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R611D. That's R611D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.